commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Twins will try to get two in this afternoon, beginning at 12:05. Second time in a week these two teams have played. Twins sweeping Baltimore last week in Minnesota, outscoring the Birds 19-5 in the process. Situational hitting lacking for Baltimore. Manager Brandon Hyde.
You know, it's the big leagues, and you got to be able to make some contact in certain situations. And, you know, we squandered a lot of scoring opportunities, but it's not moving the baseball with runners on base.
Caps licked their wounds yesterday. They'll get ice time today as they prepare for the Hurricanes. Thursday night in D.C., down 3-1. What now? Center Dylan Strome was asked.
We're battling. Full confidence in the team, and I know the power play will figure it out and be ready for game five.
And in honor of Preakness Week 150, we take a look back at some of the great calls in Preakness history. This one from 2007. Derby winner Street Sense and Curlin down the stretch.
Another big move on the turn for the Derby winner, and the field turns for home. Hard spun trying to get it out, and here comes Street Sense now into the breach and on through to the lead, and Curlin's to his outside. Street Sense in front at the eight hole. Curlin giving his all, a length and a half behind, and by the back, Hudson, Bun is there, coming up to the breach. Street Sense, here comes Curlin, Curlin surging, Street Sense in deep water. Too close to call! A race of the whip from Robbie Alvarado. He thinks Curlin has defeated Street Sense in the shadow of the wire.
And indeed it was Curlin, ridden by jockey Robbie Alvarado, co-owned by Baltimore native George Bolton, denying Street Sense a shot at the Triple Crown. Coming up in 30 minutes, an historic decision by Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and rain continue, and temperatures getting warmer. Only a few showers this afternoon, 75 today. A few showers and some thunder tomorrow, 80 the high. Scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 62 degrees in Dundalk, 62 in Owings Mills, and 62 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, happy Wednesday to you. We have a lot to talk about today. I'm looking at my show plan. I'm like, wow, how are we going to get all this in? I don't know if we'll have enough time, but I'm going to try my best. If you missed it, we were talking to Ed Martin at the beginning of the show. And Ed Martin is now going to be with the DOJ. And he'll be working on investigating some of the pardons by Joe Biden and his administration as they were heading out of office. And I can't wait to see what turns up there. But I did get a text from Ed Martin's communications guy, Neil. He said, yep, as soon as we find out more, we'll be right back on the show. And hopefully we can have him for more than just 10 minutes. I know everything was cutting close this morning. But if you ever miss any parts of the show, don't forget, you can always go to WCBM.com. And click on the podcast link, and then it'll be archived there. So if you miss the interview with Ed, he gave us a ton of information. Please go back to WCBM.com a little later after the show so you can listen. Also at WCBM.com is our poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple, because it was the same question yesterday. It was. Look, I can always take responsibility. I failed to do my job yesterday. I failed. I failed you. The question is, do you think Trump should accept the luxury airliner jet from Qatar? I just wanted to let you know where the numbers stand now. And of course, you could still partake in that poll because we'll talk about it around 11:30. But even right now, 56% still say yes, and 44% say no, he should not accept that debt. Let your voice be heard. I got a text here from Joe. Joe says, morning, Kim. There are three truths. The Trump family has a major real estate deals in all three of the Middle Eastern countries that Trump is visiting on his first foreign trip. Don Jr. is establishing a club called the Executive Branch, where he promises access to the Executive Branch. And number three, only less than 60 people earned money from his meme coin, mostly foreign investors. The other 800,000 people, his supporters, lost money. The top holders are promised dinner. They are selling access. Joe, I know you mentioned before that people lost money on the meme coin, but if you ever look on social media, nobody even mentions that. So I don't know, maybe you're mad for the supporters that lost the money on the meme coin, but they don't seem to be upset at all. But I will also say, selling access, we know for a fact that Hunter Biden was selling access to his dad. Remember Burisma and all that stuff in Ukraine? The stupid artwork he was doing for and selling it for $1 million a pop? He was selling access to his dad. And then we saw even with some of the investigations, they were digging into his phone, that WhatsApp app showed where he was talking to some elected officials in China and saying, okay, look, if you want access to my dad, then you got to do this and do that. So if we're talking about selling access, I think we could talk for an entire show about Hunter Biden selling access to his dad, Joe Biden. But I know when people only think about Trump, they don't usually want to think about that. I did want to get into some of these other local stories here. Real quick, it's funny because I saw where the Menendez brothers are now eligible for parole. And I just wanted to mention this because it reminds me of the whole Free Britney Spears situation. And I put a video out yesterday about that. You had so many people on social media that were like, oh, you got to free Britney, and her parents are trying to control her, and they're trying to control her money, and they've got her medicated. Well, now when you look at Britney Spears, now you can see very clearly that she needs to be medicated, okay? She's got the dance videos, and I even mentioned in my clip the way that her teeth are now spaced out and all this other stuff. I don't think that she stopped wearing her Invisalign. I think that she possibly is doing drugs, and that is happening to her teeth due to the drugs that she is doing. Again, that's just my opinion here. But not only that, it was the fact that you had many people in, you know, social media world that were saying that they had to free Britney Spears, and they were then attacking Britney Spears' parents and her little sister. And so what ended up happening? They then freed Britney Spears. And now it's a travesty. Now you can see why they were watching her so closely. And this is kind of how I feel with the Menendez brothers. The Menendez brothers killed their parents. Are we forgetting about this? And they did it at a very young age. And initially they got away with it. The only reason I think they really truly got caught is because they were buying all these luxury items and they were, you know, completely materialistic after it. But I think that's how they got caught in all of this, because they were going to get away with it. They had no remorse. And so then you had this documentary come out, and I saw all these people, you know, posting about it on X, and they were like, oh yeah, the Menendez brothers, they're going to get another look at their case. And then I'm thinking, why? Why? What? But now they are eligible for parole, and I just wouldn't tell you that. this is what I think we get wrong. Oftentimes, we get this wrong. And I will say, even when it comes to juvenile crime here in the state of Maryland, we get it wrong. Like, we try to solve things in the court of public opinion. And as the public, as we the people, we don't usually have all of the facts, okay? Same with Britney Spears. We didn't have all the facts. We had no idea that she was so crazy. I mean, we thought that she was a little off. You know, remember she shaved her head and then she took that umbrella and bashed out a car window or something. She was a little off, but I had no idea she was this crazy. And this is why I never said hashtag free Britney, because I don't know. Her parents and her sister knows better than we do. But in the court of public opinion, they had to let Britney go because they were harassing her family. And I think this is the same thing. The Menendez brothers, we know what they did. It was gruesome. They still have, you could go online today, you could Google Menendez brothers and, you know, photos of the crime scene. I mean, it was craziness. And they were extremely young. And so people watched the documentary and they were like, oh, wait, maybe they did that because they were sexually abused. Let me tell you what. There are a lot of people in this country and all over the world that have been sexually abused. And I feel bad for them. But they didn't turn around and murder their parents in cold blood. Okay? So I don't know why they're pushing this. I don't know. Bizarre. Well, anyways, I just wanted to tell you about that because I thought that was weird. So weird. All right. Speaking of the juveniles and the Maryland region, we have a number of them that are engaged in criminal activity. And we didn't know quite how many. And I think we had this debate back and forth yesterday with our caller Joe because we didn't get the numbers. Well, guess what? Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45, she got the numbers. She got the numbers. Take a listen to the numbers and we'll talk about it.
According to data obtained by Fox 45 News, there have been 3,938 juveniles charged with the crime through DJS as of May 5th of this year, including 571 crimes of violence, 461 felonies, 2,500 misdemeanors. But DJS says 1,714 of those 3,900 juveniles were resolved at intake. According to DJS's own website, when a case is resolved at intake, no further action is taken. The data deep dive also reveals 92 juveniles are in home detention as of May 5th, 161 are wearing GPS ankle monitors, and 72 are wearing an ankle monitor while on home detention.
A number of people are saying juvenile arrests are down, but if the police are arresting you and diverting you, it's still an arrest. We can't say that's down.
Bates argues diversion programs like Sidestep in Baltimore City may be skewing the data. It's not clear whether the cases that get diverted are being reported to DJS. Well, Governor Wes Moore maintains crime is improving and we report on isolated incidents.
Seems like sometimes every few weeks, sometimes every few months, it just keeps happening.
Republicans in Annapolis have been calling for leadership change within DJS. But this last legislative session, no meaningful juvenile crime legislation was passed.
Do you think that that was a mistake on the behalf of the General Assembly overall?
Most definitely.
House Minority Leader Jason Buckle says while he's happy to see homicides and non-fatal shootings drop, there's more work to be done.
A lot of these car thefts, carjackings, whatever you want to call them, seem to be going up. And even violent juvenile crime seems to not being addressed. And the General Assembly session that ended a month or so ago, the Democratic supermajority just didn't want to do anything about it.
All right. And that was Mackenzie Frost. And she's got the numbers. She's good, man. She really is good. So you got about 150 bad apples, right? These juveniles that are on the box, the ankle monitoring system. And over 3,000 juveniles were charged just this year alone. It's May 14th. Over 3,000. I'm sorry, but that's a lot. Juvenile crime is up, okay? Do not believe the hype from Governor Wes Moore and friends. It's up. It's not down. They use the Sidestep program to basically fudge the numbers. And we were always wondering how they were doing it. Now we know. But this is why I said I've got more questions for State Attorney Ivan Bates. And I'm working on trying to secure an interview with him. Because here's where my head is. And you can always chime in if you like. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Here's where my head is. When you are thinking about that, the over 1,000 that were resolved at intake, my first question is, how do they resolve a carjacking at intake? Are you telling me that Monzie and DJS, right, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement and Department of Juvenile Services, are they playing both judge and jury? Because that's what it sounds like. How do you resolve over 1,000 carjackings at intake? You are not the judge. You are not the jury. Also on this, are they notifying the victims? Do the victims know that these violent criminals are going to some Sidestep program and they're still out and about? Or do the victims believe that these juveniles have been detained? I also want to know, if I could ask, State's Attorney Ivan Bates, when he took office, right? Because we heard that interview Mackenzie Frost did 2 days ago with Ivan. He said that he did not originally know about this Sidestep program. And we know, and thanks to, again, my texter Marty, you know, the sidestep program really went into place under Governor Larry Hogan. So that would tell me that it was there when former state's attorney Marilyn Mosby was there. When he took over, when Ivan Bass took over, did he get a list of the juveniles that were already on or in the sidestep program? And if not, I wonder, were they holding those kids or were they just released from the sidestep program as he took over? You know, because we heard from him, you know, with the interview that we were able to do right after he was really elected, we heard from him that when he got into that office, remember, Marilyn Mosby's team, they never did like the onboarding or the, you know, there was never like this peaceful process. So, you know, they have like the peaceful process of transition. They didn't have that. He said he walked into the office and there were a bunch of boxes scattered everywhere. So what were they doing with the sidestep program then when she left office and then from him taking over? And if he didn't know about it, where were those kids? Where were they in the system? I got so many questions. So many questions beyond the fact that they're obviously lying about juvenile crime. And I'm not saying Ivan Bass. I'm saying Governor Wes Moore, Mayor Brandon Scott, Vincent Schiraldi at DJS. They're all lying about juvenile crime. When it comes to Commissioner Worley, I just wanted to throw this out here. I don't think that he's lying. I think that he's not able to say exactly what's going on. And I think if he were allowed to say, he would. So I just want to make sure that, you know, no one believes that I'm throwing Commissioner Worley into that crowd or in that crew. I'm not. I think Mayor Brandon Scott has him with mum's the word. I don't think that he is actually willing to lie to the public about this. I don't believe that. But again, I've got lots of questions. I also want to ask, when it comes to the Child Interrogation Act, we know that many of these kids, you can't talk to them. Even with a parent present, you have to have a parent and a lawyer. And usually the lawyer says, no, you can't question them. I want to know how many of those that are in the sidestep program, are they ever questioned about the crimes that they commit? Because when you're thinking about that woman that was killed in Howard County in that car crash, you had one juvenile that was hurt so bad he got caught by police, but three of them ran away, right? And so if you have one juvenile that you caught and they're in the sidestep program, could you not ask that juvenile in the sidestep program about those other three juveniles that were in the car? You see what I mean? Like, I've got many questions. Many questions. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker inviting you to a night of crab's claws and me getting roasted like a bushel of Old Bay. It's WCBM's first Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's all-you-can-eat crabs, great company, a no-holds-barred roast with Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, taking their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and they're coming in hot. Tickets at WCBM.com, and get yours before they boil over.
The Rob Carson Show.
He knew he wanted to be the Pope. And did you hear about his house? The house that he grew up in. This guy owned this house. He was going to sell it for $200,000. And then all of a sudden, it went from some old cardinal's house to the Pope grew up here. So the guy took the thing off the market, $200,000. He's gotten million-dollar offers for the house. This is Catholic Graceland. I would start printing up Pope swag, T-shirts, Pope Leo, and make some money off of it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I got a text here from Todd. Todd said, Kim, please stop calling these juveniles bad apples. Well, Todd, look, I don't believe they're bad apples. I think we have a juvenile crime crisis. But we had a caller yesterday that said that they should be called bad apples. So I was being sarcastic. But you know what? You're right. Because somebody could tune into the show today for the first time and think and believe that I really believe that these kids are bad apples. No, I think we have a juvenile crime crisis. We finally got the numbers yesterday. Again, shout out to Fox 45 for all the investigative work that they do. And just this year alone, they have charged over 3,000 juveniles with crimes. Now, again, more questions there. With those 3,000 that were charged, I would assume that those are the kids that were not put into sidestep, because we were told a couple of days ago that those that are in sidestep, they don't actually go to see the prosecutors. And that's the data and the information that Ivan Bates is not receiving. So, like I said, lots of questions. I'm working really hard right now at every commercial break. Just so you guys know, every commercial break, I am texting, I'm emailing, I'm calling so that I can make sure that we have Ivan Bates on the show as soon as possible. Because, like I said, when it comes to when he got into office and what he received from former state's attorney Marilyn Mosby, I can only imagine the fact that he didn't know about the sidestep program is that there was a complete breakdown on the transition process. And these kids that were already in this program, and again, we got to get the numbers, I would wonder if they were just lost in the system or if they were just sitting on that, you know, or did they just release them? There are so many different things, you know, that could have happened here, which in fact could have made our streets more violent, right? Also, I do want to know, are the victims notified when these kids go into the sidestep program? Because we know that they're not watching them while they're on the box, right? The ankle monitoring system. So do the victims know that they're out and about? And for the victims, I mean, why wouldn't these kids show back up in their neighborhood or at their house if that's where they stole their car to begin with? Why wouldn't they go back to the scene of the crime if they were let out due to the sidestep program or anything else? You know, why are we still not talking about carjacking as far as a felony for juveniles? These kids have guns. These kids have guns. Why are we not doing this? Let's see, I got some other text here. Let's see, John says, please talk about the responsible adults, parents, and guardians who are, quote, responsible and should be held as responsible or else we're just rinsing and repeating. Okay, well, John, I'm sorry that you feel this way, but we did. We got some new numbers here, and I don't think it's rinsing and repeating, but if you feel that way, I apologize. But now we know that over 3,000 of these kids were charged this year at DJS. I want to know the number of those that were not charged at all on top of that 3,000. I want to know when it comes to resolving these issues for the 1,000 at intake, was Monzie and DJS, were they the ones playing judge and jury to resolve this issue at intake? You see what I mean? Like, it's, we have more information now, John. Okay. It's like I'm talking to Olivia, my daughter. We've got more information now. And so that's why we're talking about this again. And coming up next, we are going to talk about the ID Kelly Madigan. This is a new story. Kathy Klausmeier, the interim county executive in Baltimore County, she basically told Kelly in a letter. Man, she couldn't even call her, huh? That's like getting broken up with over like text. Right? Somebody breaks up with you on text messages. Yeah, we've been together for about 4 or 5 years, but it's just not working. Okay, bye. That's what it feels like. Well, Kathy Klausmeier, who's not really even the Baltimore County executive, right? She's just kind of filling that spot. She sent a letter to the IG, Kelly Madigan, telling her that she's going to have to reapply for that position of inspector general. Now, Kelly Madigan was told basically nothing about why she had to reapply. And not only that, She was then told that even by today, her position is already up online for somebody to apply to, right? They're not even doing this in-house first. They've already put this up online, and now anybody can apply to be the Inspector General. And so I've got many questions on that one, and I want to get your thoughts on it. So go ahead and write down the number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Why would they give Kelly Madigan, the Inspector General of Baltimore County, why would they give her the boot? It seemed to me that there were many people happy with the job that she was doing. We'll discuss all that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Republican lawmakers in the House have advanced elements of President Trump's budget package after an all-night debate. A key committee voted along party lines to approve trillions of dollars of tax cuts. It's an initial victory for the GOP, but there are many hurdles yet to clear before final passage. Heat advisories are in place for residents from the Dakotas to Texas and other parts of the South to use caution outside in the coming days. The National Weather Service says sweltering heat is on the way. The Environmental Protection Agency says it will roll back limits on several types of so-called forever chemicals in drinking water. The agency, however, will keep limits on the two most common types. The agency says the changes will help protect Americans while giving water systems some common sense flexibility. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be Dean Kramer taking the hill, weather permitting, at 12:05 this afternoon as the Birds attempt a single admission doubleheader. Kramer with back-to-back impressive starts, allowing just two earned runs in his last 14 innings, adamant in his belief about the Birds.
I still do believe that it's still early. It's really hard to not be able to go to the playoffs in the first like few weeks of the season. But, you know, guys are taking the losses hard.
The Game 2 starter this afternoon for Baltimore is still TBD. Elsewhere in baseball, an historic decision by Commissioner Rob Manfred removing Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson and other deceased players from MLB's permanently ineligible list, paving the way for their election into the Baseball Hall of Fame. In what is said to be Pete Rose's final interview, he was clear on what he thought about being inducted into the hall after he died.
I don't see much sense in putting me on the ballot after I die. Most of the people who rooted for me my whole career would love to see me in the Hall of Fame as a living player, not as someone who's 10 feet under.
Earliest they could be enshrined is summer of 28. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens secondary takes a punch to the gut. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Barnum & Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. Barnum & Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for 120 years.
We still have some rain today through the rest of the week, but fortunately, I don't expect that heavy rain like we had yesterday. More clouds than rain for the rest of today. Only a few showers, 75 this afternoon. Scattered showers and some thunder tonight. Tomorrow, another cloudy day. A few thunder showers, 80 the high. Scattered showers and storms Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first.
those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate First for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so we're talking about juvenile crime. And yes, it is still very much out of control. And it looks like we're finally getting some more answers on why that is. And let's see, it looks like, you know what? We're going to have State Attorney Ivan Bates on the show on Monday at 10 a.m. So make sure you tune in to Kim Klasick Live. Again, I have lots of questions here. And if you want to send over the text line your questions, I can ask him on Monday as well. But there are a lot of questions here. I got a question here from Anthony in the text line. He says, Kim, out of the 3,000 of those juveniles that were charged this year by DJS, how many of them were white and how many of them were black? Now, Anthony, you know you can't ask that question. You know darn well you're not allowed to ask that question. Okay? Now, if the majority of them were white, you could ask that question. But the majority of them, as you know, like I know, they're black. So you can't ask that question, Anthony. Settle down, okay? Settle down in the text line. All right, we're going to go move forward with the Inspector General of Baltimore County. Now, I saw the story yesterday, and it's funny because I saw it first on Facebook, and I just, under the comment section, all I put was the word interesting. And there were so many laugh emojis on my interesting, because it is. It's very interesting to me that the county, Baltimore County Inspector General, Kelly Madigan, is now reapplying for her position. And I'll tell you why I find that interesting. Just take a listen to what's going on.
Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier is not renewing the contract for Inspector General Kelly Madigan, requiring her to reapply for the position. Madigan, who has led the IG's office since it was founded in 2020. She joined us today on Fox 45 News at 5 o'clock and says she's not sure why her contract wasn't renewed, but she will reapply.
I had a nice meeting with the county executive, her chief of staff, and the county administrative officer yesterday. I had reached out to try to introduce myself to them, tell them about the office, answer any questions they had. And at the end of that meeting, they gave me a letter indicating that they were going to post the job, and I was welcome to reapply.
Critics argue Klausmeier is overstepping her role since she's only the interim county executive for Baltimore County and wasn't elected to that position.
Fox 45's Jeff Abel spoke to Baltimore City Inspector General Isabel Cumming, who was not happy about this decision. Jeff, what are you hearing?
That's right. Cumming is actually calling the action shameful. And tonight, no one can seem to explain why the woman who has rooted out waste, fraud, and abuse in Baltimore County is now being told she must reapply for her position.
I was definitely surprised and sad. I love the job.
For Baltimore County's Inspector General, the news came out of nowhere. Just 3 weeks ago, Kelly Madigan was honored as Maryland's Fraud Fighter of the Year. Today, she's fighting to keep her job.
I certainly was surprised to get the letter. I was surprised to learn that they intended to post the position tomorrow.
In a letter from County Executive Catherine Klausmeier on Monday, Madigan was informed that her term as Inspector General has expired and an open search process for a new Inspector General will soon be underway. Writing, I would encourage you to apply for the position if you are interested in remaining with Baltimore County government.
What is this about?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the county executive.
Madigan has spent the past 5 years weeding out fraud, waste, and abuse in Baltimore County. She's even investigated high-ranking county officials. But she cannot explain why the county executive chose not to renew her contract with the county.
All right. And that was Jeff Abel with the story with Fox 45. If you want to take a look at it, again, Kelly Madigan, the Baltimore County Inspector General, she is now out of a job. And it sounds like it happened overnight. Now, I know when you don't renew somebody's contract, it can happen overnight. That happens in radio all the time. But you wouldn't think, as Jeff Abel pointed out, that this would happen to basically Doge, right? I mean, she's working on getting rid of the waste and the fraud in Baltimore County. You wouldn't think that she would just get a letter like this. And as noted there, she recently received an award for the job that she has been doing. Now, I want you guys to weigh in on this for sure. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Why do you think Kathy Klausmeier decided not to renew Kelly Madigan's contract? Why do you suppose that is? I was thinking about this last night. And when I thought about Kelly Madigan originally, you know, I wasn't too thrilled about the job that she did when investigating the Philip Terabasi situation with then County Executive Johnny Olszewski, now Congressman. There were clearly shenanigans that took place in writing this pension check to Philip Terabasi, so much so that you had many firefighters that were reaching out and saying, this is absolutely ridiculous. And the fact that he got this special treatment should open up the door to lawsuits to other firefighters that have wanted to transfer their credits from other counties that were not able to do so. And so when Kelly Madigan and her team went in, right before the election, she said her finding was that there wasn't any wrongdoing. And she didn't believe that Johnny O and gang intentionally changed Philip Terabasi's name on the public record, which is illegal, by the way. You could serve jail time for that, by the way. But she said it wasn't intentional. And the reason they did it is because, obviously, they didn't want Philip Terabasi's name to be on this list when they went to the county, to Baltimore County Council, to ask for the money to pay him that check that he wanted so badly with the, you know, the transfer credits and the pension. So the whole thing was very, very bizarre from the very beginning, right, for me. Because you had the Baltimore Brew, you had even the Baltimore Banner acknowledged the story. They just acknowledged it. They didn't do any investigation. They acknowledged the story. But you had people with the Baltimore Brew, and then some of the witnesses they were talking to that once worked in that office, they said, yeah, the whole thing reeked of corruption when it was first brought to them that Johnny O wanted to write this check for Philip Terabasi, who was a family friend. And so I wrote interesting on Facebook in this regard because I thought, well, that is interesting. I also said during that time that there are a lot of movers and shakers behind the scenes, which many of you guys are very well aware. And I questioned whether or not Kelly Madigan was told to say that there was, you know, no intentional corruption in the Philip Terabasi case. I even said if you got a call from John Von Trent, I said, you should probably blink twice. If you got a call from Johnny Seeger, you should blink twice. But that was the finding. And that was right before the big election. And so now you have Kathy Klausmeier giving her the boot, essentially. Now, I didn't see in this interview where it says that she will then reapply for that position. I wonder what she's going to decide to do. But when it comes to Kathy Klausmeier, and I know I had many people on this, on the call line and the text line saying that they supported Kathy Klausmeier sitting in the county executive seat until next election cycle. And I asked why. Why? There were so many Republicans that said that they supported her. Do you still support Kathy? She doesn't answer any emails. She doesn't answer any phone calls. And I thought it was just me. I thought, you know, not everybody likes Kim Klasick, especially in the Democrat Party. And I can understand why. I can get it. I do. But then I found out there are other stations and other radio hosts that have been reaching out to Kathy Klausmeier that are more in the middle. And she's been ignoring their requests for interviews as well. So now you've got this county executive right after we had Johnny O, who had no transparency whatsoever, even though he put it on his website. Now you have Kathy Klausmeier that's giving you zero transparency. She won't even do an interview. At least Johnny O did that much. She won't even do an interview. When she was applying for this position, because remember, she was selected, not elected. That happens a lot in the Democrat Party in Maryland. Selected, not elected. When she was selected by the county council, she was saying at that time, because you had Jim Brochet and others that were also applying for that position, she said that she was going to get to the bottom of juvenile crime. She said all the things that we wanted to hear, right? All the great buzzwords. Has she done any of that? The answer is no. Can anybody ask her why she hasn't done any of that? No. She won't even allow you to ask her. This might be the worst county executive in Baltimore County I've ever seen. And that's saying a lot. We just had Johnny O. It's saying a lot. So, yes, I'm kind of torn on the decision of Kelly Madigan no longer, or I should say not having her contract renewed. Because I don't feel as though that she absolutely did her job when investigating the Philip Terabasi scandal. There's no way in the world that you could tell us, and they did. She said there was no intention to change Philip Terabasi's name. She didn't find it intentional. Then why else would they do it? And why was only Philip Terabasi's name changed? There were other names that were in the public record. That's not the first time they asked for a check for someone. And then when you saw behind the scenes with some of these emails, you had a counselor with the Baltimore County team. You saw that she was fired. She said that she felt like she was fired because she was raising the red flags on the whole Philip Terabasi scandal. I mean, think about it. There was a lot going on. And so to say that you didn't believe that any of this was done intentionally, it was just an accident. And remember, it wasn't like they spelled Philip Terabasi wrong. I could see that being an accident, right? No. They changed the name completely. It was like John Doe or something. It was something else. It was something completely different. Not even Philip. And you're telling me that wasn't intentional? Please. So even then, I thought somebody got to her. But here we are. Now, would I be surprised that this Inspector General position would go to somebody that is, you know, chummy with the Democrat Party? No, I won't be surprised by that. Do I think they're going to be looking at the diversity, equity, and inclusion of those of that person that applies? Absolutely. That's what they do. But I guarantee you it's somebody that won't dig into what the Baltimore County Council or the executive or anyone is doing. And you heard Inspector General Isabel Cumming, who we had on the show from Baltimore City, she responded saying, "I can't believe they're doing this." Now, think about it. She's the ID in Baltimore City. And as corrupt as Baltimore City is, even they didn't do this to Isabel Cumming. And if this is the only action that Kathy Klausmeier is going to take as she's sitting in the seat, that is unacceptable. So you overstep your boundaries by getting rid of the IG, but you don't do your job in regards to juvenile crime. Even when it comes to the illegal immigrants in Baltimore County, what is going on in Baltimore County? Are they finally working alongside with ICE? Are the police able to work with ICE? Are they working with the FBI? Are they working with DHS? Has Kristi Noem, as she said, she's coming to town? What are we going to do with that? These are the things that you would think Kathy Klausmeier was working on. When it comes to the schools, she decided on a budget. And I don't think a lot of people really balked at that because it sounded to me like she was trying to save a little bit of money, but we still got to pay for the blueprint / Kerwin Commission, so they're not saving really any money. But when we saw that video of these kids, remember the whole thing where they were beating up this one kid that was, you know, walked into their neighborhood And there was this awful video that was going around, and I didn't share it because it was so awful. And I can't recall off the top of my head that little boy's name right now. But he was beaten down and jumped by a bunch of kids. And it sounded like some of those kids were still allowed to go back to school and to class. So, Caden was his name, wasn't it? So Caden then didn't go back to school. Caden then just stayed home, according to his dad. Now, I thought Kathy Klausmeier would step forward and make a statement about what, you know, was going on in that video. She said absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. I think the last time we saw her step to a podium, I'm trying to think of, you know, was there like a disaster or something? I can't even think about when I saw her step to a podium. It was for something, but nothing lately. Yet we've had lots of juvenile crime since she's been sitting in the seat. Interesting. Very interesting indeed. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. It's got some text messages coming in. Danny says, Cam, Inspector General Kelly Madigan weeded out waste, fraud, and abuse, yet she has to reapply for her job. I wonder why. Could it be that the interim Baltimore County executive wants to put someone in her place that will not root out waste, fraud, and abuse? After all, who wants to have someone in position who actually does his or her job? Again, that comes in from Danny D. Yeah, that's what a lot of people are assuming online, Danny. And you know what? If that's the only real action that Kathy Klausmeier takes in this seat, yes, it's going to be extremely suspicious. Extremely. And don't forget, this isn't the first time that they threatened Kelly Madigan with losing her job, right? If you recall, you had Johnny Oshesky and Julian Jones with Baltimore County Council. They were saying before they wanted to give her the boot. And then when Johnny O was running in the general election here for the congressional seat, he stopped calling for her to have the boot. Remember that? Because he was still saying, I'm so transparent. And then all of a sudden she came out with the report saying, Philip Terabassi, his name wasn't changed intentionally. And I'm like, okay, so now you say that? As Johnny O is now saying that you should not get the boot? Come on. It was clearly organized. Clearly. And now she's on the outskirts. So I will just say this to the IG, Kelly Madigan. I don't know if you're going to reapply for your job. I hope that you do. It sounds like there are people that do like the job that you were doing. But if you sat there and you withheld some of your investigative work because of the looming elections, I guess you'll know next time not to get in bed with certain people because they obviously don't care. I will say that. I will also say for some of these Democrats in office that don't ever do any kind of interviews, right, that do not talk to anyone, I do hope there comes a day where you are just in a position where the Republicans will fight so hard and voters will finally realize that you are not the one to be sitting in these seats. I hope, I pray that it makes you have to come forward and either debate those candidates or have to do interviews to back up some of the things that you're doing. Because right now, if you're looking at even, at a session here, the Democrats versus Republicans, you got Republicans still focused on crime, still focused on the budget, right? All of that, all of those in the Maryland General Assembly. What are the Democrats doing right now? They're not focused on any of those things. None of them. And so here we sit. But they'll be at a ribbon cutting. I'll tell you that. They'll be there. Don't let a store open. They'll be there for the photo op. That's what they do best. All right, coming up next, we'll move on from this conversation, unless you want to weigh in. I'll read some more of your text messages. But don't forget, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Delegate Ryan Naraki.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The European Union is already looking to retaliate. They're going to be one of our toughest customers. Remember, tariffs built Europe with the Marshall Plan after they started the war. Okay? We pulled their fat out of the fire. Now they're punishing us. They've been ripping us off for decades.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
It was 1980-something. Yes, 1982. That is when I came about. My parents, I'm sure, were so excited. I really do have to have my mom on the show one day. I would love for her to come on the show. If you haven't noticed or if you haven't guessed yet, of course, I have two brothers. I was the problem child. It was me. It was me. I proudly wear that badge. I'm fine with it. The middle child usually is the problem child, isn't it? Well, anyways, hopefully we'll get my mom on the show one day. I would love for her to come in studio so we can chat. Let's see. We were talking about Kathy Clausmeyer. She's the county executive for now. She was selected. And I'm wondering if she was selected for this position, not only because they wanted to select Delegate Carl Jackson for the Senate seat, selected, not elected, another one that does that very well. But I was wondering if she was selected because they wanted her to do some dirty work before they actually make way for the next county executive, whoever is elected, because I'm one to think that the next county executive will be a bit more conservative. Now, will it be a Democrat? Probably, but you never know. But it might be somebody more conservative because the way things are going right now, Baltimore County has more non-fatal shootings, more homicides, more crime, more violence. The schools are getting worse. They're raising taxes and fees. Just think about it. Baltimore County has gotten worse since 2018 when Johnny O got in that seat. I would be very surprised if they voted for another quote-unquote progressive for county executive. So maybe they're trying to clean house and do whatever they can before the next county executive arrives. That's the only thing I can think of. Again, don't forget, Ryan Iraqi is going to join us, the delegate Ryan Iraqi. He's going to join us at the top of the hour. Real quick, I just wanted to tell you about the DNC and David Hogg, because I mentioned him yesterday. I said, wow, they're gonna take the vice chair position from David Hogg. And this is the kid from Broward County, Florida. Remember, his claim to fame was going or pushing for gun control after the mass shooting down there. And David Hogg, he made some comments about Chuck Schumer and others in the Democrat Party about being too old. So I thought that's why they were going to take his chair position. And I still think it has a little bit to do with that. But just so you know, I wanted to update you. They did announce yesterday that they were taking the vice chair position from David Hogg because they believed that he was hogging too much attention. Is that like a dad joke? It is. It's a dad joke on my part. I'm sorry. I apologize. Can we scratch that from the record? But no, that is why they came forward. And one of the chairs there with the DNC, he had a whole video that he made. I was going to share it with you, but it was 5 minutes long. I was like, never mind. I'll just tell you. But they're saying that he was hogging too much attention and the focus should be on the party and what they're trying to get accomplished before the midterm. So I guess that's why he got the boot. But I guarantee you he'll never call another politician old again. You can't do that. You can't. They get upset. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Delegate Ryan Iraqi, also Jake Tapper. He has a new book out. And he claims that the DNC and Joe Biden lied. They lied to him. That's why he lied to us about Joe Biden's mental state. All that and more coming up next.
Spring is here.
Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's R.